Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So a fresh Dáil row erupted between the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and an Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday. Let's have a listen.
I accept that you believe it was said. The Taoiseach has said, well, the Taoiseach has said he hasn't said it, and we can look back. We can look.
Can I ask for clarification?
Deputy.
The leader of the opposition of the Ginty Brigade. You took advantage of the fact that the Cán Chóir had no Irish and it's absolutely disgraceful.
That's the Cian Corlaith of Rona Murphy there, bringing the House to order as Sinn Féin TDs protested after Taoiseach Micheál Martin said this: Is Alt Lomarra Gwil on Chocta Dola Eg Inchin Brega Arish? Neil Ayn Rudd Crin in Anchor Saved a Dorchi. Well, for more Rira August Rula Bula from yesterday's proceedings, I'm joined by John Downing, columnist with the Irish Independent. Hello, John.
Hello there.
The Taoiseach said he didn't say it, said the Cian Corlaith. You're a fluent Irish speaker. What's the mystery there? I mean, we can hear what he said. We can read what he said.
Well, I have in front of me a thesaurus, a Gaeilge by the scholar Gary Bannister. I just flicked through it. Now, we could be here for a while engaging in bilingual Jesuitical arguments, okay. But there is no doubt. He did say it. And you cited it there. To put English, straight English on it,
yeah.
I regret to say that the deputy is telling lies again.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing accurate in any way in what she said. I mean, it is. So look, it's not a great day to be bringing the Jesuits. Jesuits are in enough trouble, but I think we can park the Jesuitical here. He did basically call her a liar. There is no other way to look at it.
Yeah, but she said there, and we heard it in the clip, the Taoiseach says he didn't say those words. So what has he said about it?
Well, dare I leave you. I suppose he can argue that untruth or inaccuracy or so on and so forth, but no, look, to the ordinary person, the general, even people with limited Irish will know what he said, and he did say it. He did effectively accuse her of being a liar. And when you do a scan of standing orders, I think there is little option for the Taoiseach but to withdraw those comments.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Sinn Féin want, and they've written and they have asked for that to happen. There's another issue here, though, which people will have noticed in that clip as well, when Piers Doherty said the Taoiseach was taking advantage of the fact that the Cian Corlaith has no Irish. And we know Irish is used commonly in the Dáil, from everything for voting to vital pieces of legislation going through the House. Is it necessary for the Cian Corlaith to have Irish?
Well, no. I mean, if you look at the four, it would be highly desirable, and we were to some degree spoiled for the previous 8 years with Sean O'Farrell, who was marvellous Irish, every bit as good as he's English. But the four candidates who stood for the office of Cian Corlaith, two had Irish, Sean O'Farrell and Agus O'Smullig of Sinn Féin, two didn't. John McGuinness, the other candidate, had a go at mangled a few simple sentences that were in his script, Os Gaeilge. Verona Murphy had the grace to avoid speaking or making any effort to speak Irish. She has promised to improve her competence in the language. And here is a practical example of how it would be highly desirable. Mm-hmm. For the Cian Corlaith to have some working competence in Irish, at least comprehension skills.
Well, we know she's
because
someone
this
who
one completely eluded her.
Yeah, well, she's someone who has pursued education in her adult life, so we know that she's well able to do it. And we also know there's precedent there. Look at Joe McHugh as Education Minister, Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach. They both went off, didn't they, and genned up on the Irish?
Yes, absolutely, and particularly. Leo Varadkar made very good progress for a time, but then he seemed to, you know, he didn't entirely persist. Joe McHugh did a great job. And there is no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And it's a credit to him.
So then going back to the substantive issue on this call for Micheál Martin to withdraw the remarks, can the Ceann Comhairle force him to do that? How does it work?
Well, I think, yes, she can instruct him to do that. Yes, according to standing orders, I have here in front of me, page 40, chapter 12, personalities, personal charges and threats. And, you know, there are a whole series of sections of things which are not permissible, not parliamentary language, and certainly impugning somebody's integrity to the point of saying they're telling lies is not acceptable.
Well, listen, between the thesaurus now and the standing orders, you'll be swimming in the research for us on this one. And listen, I mean, there is a sense, isn't there, that the Dáil is proving to be fairly touchy and fractious. Like we saw that from the get-go when we had the big row. Is there a sense that the bitterness of the election campaign hasn't settled yet? Has a tone been set that we're likely to see carried on through?
I think we definitely have seen a tone. There was a feeling when the Dáil came back in the middle of last month that this government would be untouchable to a large degree with a large majority and taking out the fire insurance among the Bolshier independents, that we wouldn't see much action at all. But the whole row over the early days, when the delay in the appointment of the Taoiseach, I think it has clearly emboldened the opposition. Housing is very, very much back on the agenda, a very comfortable subject for Sinn Féin. I think we have a tone here that is going to persist.
Well, the Ceann Comhairle has the work cut out for her then, you'd say?
Absolutely, yes, definitely.
John, thank you so much. John Downing there from the Irish Independent. Coming up next on the programme, we'll have the latest from the OMA bombing inquiry, plus getting your head around batch cooking. It might be the best thing you ever did. We're going to meet the batch lady.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.